Good day, you are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 5 to 7 a.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. You can also find updated news and information about Intermountain Classics on Facebook. This week's program is a special collection of both chamber and orchestral music from all over the world, starting with a beautiful Danse Sacrée et Danse Profane by French impressionistic composer Claude Debussy. We will move to the Renaissance Concerto for flute and orchestra by Lucas Foss, Knights in Timisoara by Barbara Harbach, and ending the first hour with the overture from the opera Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss II. In the second hour is Beethoven's fourth piano concerto, featuring local star Ian Scarf, founder and director of the annual Trinity Arps Chamber Music Festival, and selections from the movie soundtrack for the 2015 film Far From the Madding Crowd. Stay tuned for this most unusual and inspiring program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics every Saturday night and Sunday morning on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you have liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much. And if not, I hope you will consider doing so. Hi, I'm Tom Duskin. Welcome to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, bringing you beautiful classical music every week on your community radio station, KKRN 88.5 FM. Stay tuned for this exciting program of beautiful and unusual classical music. The Danse Sacrée et Danse Profane are really two brief works joined as one. The two pieces are very similar, with the Danse Sacrée influenced by a piano sonata by Portuguese composer and conductor Francisco de Lacerda, while Spanish composer Manuel de Falla thought the Danse Profane was colored by the influence of Spanish dance. Here is the Concert Art String Ensemble, conducted by Felix Slatkin and harpist Anne Mason Stockton in Claude Debussy's Danse Sacrée et Danse Profane. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Claude Debussy's Danse Sacrée et Danse Profane was originally written as two separate works for harp and strings, taking advantage of the richness of the harp in combination with the sonorities of the string orchestra. When Lucas Voss was asked by flutist Carol Winsink to compose a concerto for flute, he settled on the sound of Renaissance music as both a target and a point of departure. The resulting concerto uses transcriptions, evocations, and extensions to create an homage to love, a handshake across the centuries. The concerto is in four movements: Entrada, Baroque Interlude, Recitative, and Jouissance. In this recording, we hear Carol Winsink along with the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra in Lucas Voss's Renaissance Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lucas Foss's Renaissance Concerto for Flute and Orchestra is an example of how many 20th century composers used themes and styles from the early Renaissance and Baroque periods in modern compositions. We have heard flutist Carol Winsink and the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra performing in this recording. Nights in Timisoara by American contemporary composer Barbara Harbach evokes the essence of the Romanian people in the eastern city of Timisoara. Nights in Timisoara portrays, in music, the exotic architecture and vibrant culture of this little Vienna, which is also called the City of Flowers. We now hear the London Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of David Angus in Harbach's Nights in Timisoara.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Knights in Timisoara opens with a wide-range toccata flourish, followed by a tango section and ending with a blazing French-style toccata, painting a vivid musical picture of the culture and exciting atmosphere of the famed Eastern European city. Later this month, Shasta College's Opera Workshop will present Johann Strauss's opera Die Fledermaus in a new localized production. Die Fledermaus, or The Revenge of the Bat, will be set in San Francisco in the 1960s and tells the story of a single night in an upper-class San Francisco family household. A wealthy playboy, the victim of a practical joke, is left in a drunken stupor and dressed in a bat costume on a bench in Union Square. While in a wealthy family mansion in Pacific Heights, in which both husband and wife have romantic interests other than their spouses, an elegant party takes place and finally comes to rest in the city jail. Drinking, seduction, and revenge occupy most of the major characters, but these reputations are saved by the glorious arias and ensemble numbers they perform. The whole opera is one grand party of music and comedy. To help celebrate this hilarious event, here is the overture from Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics. In the next hour, we will hear Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto, as performed by pianist Ian Scarfe, a concerto for bassoon and orchestra by Vivaldi, and a movie soundtrack from the 2015 film Far From the Madding Crowd.